This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
Hey everyone, welcome to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad, it's good to be with you, and thank you so much for downloading and listening to this special update of what's happening with the Kona Edge. And just to give you some background on what's going to be happening going forward. So I appreciate your patience. It's been a good few months since I've popped something onto this feed. So first of all, just want to check that everyone's still here, do a bit of a roll call to make sure that we're all still with us. And yeah, I just wanted to let you know what's happening and what has been happening. I've been getting tons of messages on social media over the last couple of months, just checking in from you and people who listen to the podcast. First of all, to check if I'm okay, which I am. Thank you so much for caring. It amazes me that people around the world get so much out of this podcast that they feel like they need to check that I'm okay. So that has really been amazing. But I also just wanted to give you a bit of a heads up of what's been going on and what the plan is going forward. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you may have known that I've been wanting to turn it into a full-time gig for quite a while. And just haven't been able to figure out a way to monetize the platform. And it is what it is. That's a whole nother story, but we'll save that for another day. But there's been quite a bit of upheaval in my sort of working career. And I've been working in radio in South Africa for the last 20-odd years. And for the last five of those, I've been working for our national broadcaster, which is state-owned. And if you follow politics in South Africa, you may or may not know some of the things that have been going on. But we have massive corruption issues and massive misadministration and mismanagement issues in many of our state-owned enterprises, and the national broadcaster being one of them. So over the last 2 years, things have been pretty much up in the air with regards to whether I was employed or not. There was never any honesty from management with regards to contract negotiations, whether we were going to get new contracts. And it was pretty tough having a family to provide for, not knowing whether you were going to be employed from 1 month to the next. So last March, a year ago, big contracts there were big changes made on the radio station that I worked for, and big moves were made. I was moved from the show that I was hosting onto another show, it just didn't fit in with what I was trying to do from a business perspective. And stuck it out for 3 months and just decided that life's too short to put up with a working situation that I wasn't happy with. So I ended up quitting and going on my own. So going full-time into what I do, not necessarily just with the Kona Edge, but in the digital space. So, last June, I packed in a 20-year radio career and went on my own. And it's been pretty stressful. It's been pretty exciting. We're heading close to the first year of me being on my own. And truthfully, I wish I'd done it years ago. I am loving what I'm doing. I've never been busier. I've never been more stressed, but I feel alive, which I guess is means I'm winning, I think. So what's the plan with the Kona Edge? If you've been following this podcast, like I said, you may or may not know that I've been trying to turn this into a full-time gig, and I just haven't been able to. So it's taken a bit of a backseat, because if you've ever flown, you'll know that they talk about putting oxygen masks on yourself first before you help your loved ones and your family, and that's exactly what I've had to do. Unfortunately, the Kona Edge hasn't been paying its way. It's cost a fair bit of money from a production point of view, getting these podcasts out and hosting them and just getting the message out. So as much as I love doing them, I physically can't afford to be funding it out of my own pocket without it paying its way. That being said, though, I have been focusing quite a bit on my business outside of the Kona Edge, and I think there is quite a big tie-in. So we'll get down to that at another stage. But I think I've got to the point now where I've got my head above water enough that I can fire it back up. So that's the good news. The good news is from this coming Wednesday, we'll be starting up the Kona Edge. Normal service resumes from this Wednesday. And over the period of 6 weeks, I'll be rolling out from one podcast a week to two a week, three a week, up to five as we were. So one a day, Monday through Friday, in 6 weeks' time. Hopefully that's going to be running as per normal. So that's what's happening. New episode dropping on Wednesday. I've just done that first recording, which is great, and I've got a couple more lined up, so fingers crossed we can keep going. And I just wanted to say thank you for your patience and let you know that I haven't forgotten about you, and hopefully you haven't forgotten about me, and we're going to kick this thing off and see where it goes. There is We're going to be looking for advertisers and promoting some products and services. And if you'd like to support what we're doing at the Kone Edge, I'd really appreciate it if you supported those products and services, because it helps keep us doing what we love doing, and hopefully you love listening to what we love doing. So that's pretty much it. The spiel from me today. If you want to reach out, please feel free. My email address is brad@thekoneedge.com. I love hearing from people all around the world who are into the sport that we love so much. You can also drop into my DMs on social media. You can find me personally. I'm at Big Brad Brown across pretty much all of them, or you can search for the Kone Edge on various platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're there as well. I love hearing from you. And yeah, if there's anything that we can do, or if you feel like you can add value to what we do, I'd love to hear from you. I'm always open to chatting, and I look forward to catching up on Wednesday. So that's it. Good news only today, and hopefully you'll stick around for the journey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kone Edge.